I'm going to read you something now, something that I started reading and went, hang on, this isn't right. Something's wrong here. This is to a resident in Carramar, and it's come from a strata management company. We write to you today with respect to the above-mentioned unit and complaints we have received. It has been brought to our attention that the residents on the above-mentioned unit have a basketball hoop on the driveway that children bounce a heavy ball when they play. The bouncing of the ball is causing a disturbance to the peaceful enjoyment of other residents and also may cause damage to neighbours' cars, property, as well as creating concern for safety should the ball be chased by a child across the road in front of traffic. We ask that you advise your tenants that this area is not suitable for this kind of plaything and that it is removed immediately. And on that note, let's talk to a father whose kids are at the centre of this complaint, and we'll clarify some of the issues in this letter, which is patently wrong. And we'll speak now to David Maiolo. G'day, David.
How are you doing, Gary?
First of all, I've seen the photographs of these hoops. It's not a basketball hoop at all. It's a netball hoop.
Yeah, it's just one of those portable netball rings that we can wheel around the driveway.
And just explain who uses it.
Well, I've got two girls, aged 7 and 10, and the rest of the neighbours' kids all congregate on the driveway, and they just like shooting hoops and having fun out there. That's the main crux of the story, really. It's the area of play.
So the netball hoop is there to ensure that your kids get some kind of exercise as well, is it?
Yeah, that's that. Our two daughters love netball, and they play for a netball team, so it's there for them to practice and play, and you know, whenever they want to go outside and by themselves, they can. Yeah, we just don't want them inside 24 hours a day on their iPads and watching Fox and all that sort of jazz.
So what was your reaction when you read that letter, that someone has complained about children playing netball, or they say basketball, but we know that's not the case, playing netball on the driveway of their own villa?
I think personally whoever's complained needs to get a life and get some common sense back into them, because, you know, We want our kids being active, not sitting inside and becoming obese, and it's just not, you know, we don't have a park close enough for them to go down there by themselves. It's not safe. So next best is have the netball rings on the driveway where they can play.
All right, and I'm just going to, because I've got an image of it, I can explain it to people that it's on their driveway out the front of their garage entry, and it's a complex of villas, I take it?
Yeah, it's just a complex of 4x2 houses, and yeah, it's like a little cul-de-sac where all the kids, yeah, there's probably about 10 or 11 kids in the complex that all just play together.
Is there a major road at the end of this driveway that I can't see that would cause a traffic problem or a potential accident?
There's just the road coming into the complex, but it's by the time the ball ends up out in the road, the kids have already picked the ball up. It's probably about 20 metres before it gets to the road.
And the road, is it a busy one?
No, not really, because it's a quiet estate.
So it's basically a driveway that people drive through on the way to their own property.
Yeah.
One would hope that people driving down that entry would be doing, you know, no more than sort of 5-10 kilometres an hour anyway.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
going
right.
Through a caravan park.
That's exactly right.
Okay. How often do they play there? Is it every night? Do they play at night time?
No. They're at school, obviously, Monday to Friday. So they play after school and on the weekends. They're out there on the weekends. So it's not like they're out there till 10, 11, 12 at night. They're in, you know, inside at 7 o'clock at the latest, and that's it.
Okay, now there's a number of residents there. Can I just get a sense of how many people have complained about this? Do you know?
We're not sure. We think there could be one or two possibly that are actually... We think one of them is an actual owner-occupier.
Yep.
And pretty sure the rest of the residents are all tenants.
Okay. And now, look, I understand you to be a shift worker. Do you know whether any of the people who might have complained are shift workers and simply can't get the sleep they need before they head off to work at night, for example?
No, she's not a shift worker. She has a child herself in the complex as well.
Okay. Now, the notice that's gone out from the Strata Management Service then sort of quotes the Strata Titles Act of 1985, Schedule 2 bylaws, which says that a proprietor, occupier or other resident of a lot shall not permit any child of whom he has control to play upon common property within the building or unless accompanied by an adult exercising effective control. It's a mouthful, isn't it? But were you aware that there were rules like this about children playing and having fun?
No, we weren't aware of that rule. So that's the other thing, you know, make sure you read your Strata Act as well before you sign a lease.
Yeah. Now, at this stage, though, this is what's known as a breach notice, that must be complied with. Is there anything that you know can be done about this? Is there any way to fight it at this stage?
At this stage, the only way to fight it is have all the residents sign a petition to say they're happy with the kids playing outside and with the netball.
Right.
And then the property manager then take that to the Strata company and show them that. That's the only thing we can...
That's your best bet, is to basically get as many residents as you can to say, look, the kids aren't, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, just give me an idea. I mean, the only the other day I had a fairly lengthy conversation with a guy from Nature Play here in Western Australia, which is an organisation that encourages kids to get out and do exercise and get involved in some sort of physical activity when they come home from school or on the weekends because obesity rates are going up. This obsession with screen time is becoming too hard for parents to manage. This seems like an example of kids that are going out, getting some sunshine and playing netball. It flies in the face of that. Have you explained that to the girls, that this is what's happening or not? Do they know that there's a breach notice?
Oh, yeah, they're well aware of it. They're quite upset about it. We've told them the whole, you know, we've told them what's in the breach notice and what's to happen and what's going to happen if that breach notice stays, that the nipple rings have to go. We're not too sure what's going to happen when they go, but we'll just have to deal with that when the time arises together.
Okay. Have the kids been there for long?
Property? 10 months.
Right.
At the moment.
Okay, so they've settled in 10 months.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so your best bet then is to get other residents around there to sort of support the cause and say, look, it's not such a big deal. We can all survive a couple of hours of netball play or an hour and a half of netball play, whatever the case may be, and see if you can overturn it.
Yeah, that's our best case at the moment,
All right, let us know what happens at the end of the day. But when we saw it, we thought, well, we'll raise it on the program to show that there are people that are so into themselves that they can't even think about kids that might want to go and play a bit of netball out the front of their house. And you've described the fact that, there's not necessarily a park right nearby where they can go and throw a netball. What's the big deal? Thanks very much for joining us, David.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Good on you. That's David Maiolo. That's the situation that his kids find themselves in. I want to know what you think about that.